You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Now, you heard us mention the wine thing, the cheese thing, that the next big trade dispute could be with Europe. Here's how that might get started. The U.S. and France are at odds over who should be able to tax revenues of global tech companies like Facebook or Google. France has actually already started taxing them, and the U.S. has threatened steep tariffs in response. Today, the French government warned the U.S. that if a global agreement isn't reached, then many more countries might try to tax the big American tech firms, too. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has more.
All right, so if Ford or some other American company sets up shop in France and sells cars or whatever else, France can theoretically tax some of that revenue. At least that's always been the idea. If a company is physically present inside your borders, you can tax it. And then came the internet.
France is arguing that companies are able to make huge amounts of money in France without necessarily having a physical presence.
Lillian Fallhaber is a professor at Georgetown Law. Facebook gathers data on French users and makes money off of it. France, therefore, wants to tax Facebook.
The U.S. position has been that the digital services taxes seem to be targeted at primarily U.S. businesses.
Discrimination. That was Jesse Eggert, by the way. He's a principal at the International Tax Group at KPMG. The U.S. has threatened France with tariffs in response. Now, this same fight is threatening to pop up all over the world. Sam Rizzo directs tax and trade policy at the Information Technology Industry Council, which represents a lot of big tech companies.
We're looking at the recent enactment of Italian and Austrian digital services taxes. We're looking at a Turkish digital services tax that's coming online.
Rizzo says tech companies want an agreement that all countries can live with, which the U.S. has in the past also said it wants. 137 countries are working on that issue at the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. In December, the Trump administration told the OECD that an agreement should be optional. Again, KPMG's Jesse Eggert.
That, I think, was a surprise to some of the other participants in the negotiation, and it has slowed things down.
He says there's little sign of an agreement anytime soon. So the question now is, will the U.S. get into trade fight after trade fight with every country that tries to tax big tech? In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.